This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're going to be joined right now by a guy who gets it. We first met Dr. David King on my first tour of Wisconsin last year before the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. My buddy Kevin Tuttle arranged this. I had a lecture. David was there and others were there. Great men of principle, of God and spirit, speaking about how we need to take back our government at the localest of local levels so that we can stop the globalists from taking it over at the localest of local levels, and we can begin to push back sincerely, significantly, legitimately, and right now. I'd love to welcome Dr. David D. King. He's running for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. Back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. David, good to see you, my brother, my friend, and I'm so grateful that you're willing to run and take a lot of barbs and arrows because of your positions that run in defiance of a lot of the globalists in Wisconsin government down to the local level as well.
Thank you for having me, sir. It's an honor, and I love a good fight.
I know you do, and I think we have to be, at this point, it's not that we're looking to do battle and draw blood, but to recognize if we don't stand up and defend our life, our liberty, our property, and that of our family, that the blood drawn will be our own against our will. They have to know we're willing to stand up in defense of the liberty and the foundations of this great country, and not just pay it lip service, because if they think we're paying it lip service, they will run roughshod and draw blood all they want. And we'll do nothing about it. They need to know we're serious.
You know, you're absolutely right, because right now with everything that's going on, you know, and we allowed it to happen, and I hate to say it like that, but I never tell people what they want to hear. I always tell them what they need to hear, and we allowed it to happen. We put people in office, and we trusted them to do the right thing, and while they was arguing over wasteful spending and taxes, they were snipping away at our freedom. And they started doing things to damage the family, damage our health, damage our children. And, you know, so we at a place now, enough is enough. It's time to take back our local government. And in Wisconsin today, we have a local spring election right now. Many parents are running for school board and county supervisor and alderman and I'm excited about it because we're about to get a little turnaround until August when we get the big turnaround.
Well, what do you think as far as that little to big turnaround when you describe it, how it's manifesting? Are you talking about the school board up to a big step like running and maybe even, yes, being elected lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, when you look at it starts at the local level. Everybody, they had people focused just on the presidential race, and everybody's mind was focused on the president race. And while locally, those laws was changing your culture. And so, you know, so people said, wait a minute, we're taking it back. No more mask mandates, no more vaccine mandates, forcing people off their jobs, you know, everybody's ready to fight back now. So, and once you start at the local, because the local is the foundation. So once you get the cracks out of the foundation, now you can build back all the way up to the state. And then as the next lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, I would definitely force and agitate the governor and the legislators to use the 10th Amendment and tell Joe Biden and the federal government to kiss our grits because we don't need them.
By the way, do they have grits in Wisconsin? I thought that was only Southern.
Oh, no, we got our grits.
I love my good grits because I grew up in Georgia for 30 years and definitely learned about grits then because I was a northerner for my first 6 years of life. I had no idea what those things were, but excellent. So when you say kiss my grits, I get it. I know what it means. And it's a safe and kind and gentle and loving way to say, we will not comply. And as you point out and bring up beautifully, the 10th Amendment, which basically acknowledges that the states and the people have a superior place when the federal government prohibits or mandates things that are not granted, powers that were not granted to them under the Constitution. And so many of these states and governors, either they don't want to hear about the 10th Amendment or it's very selective. Like, I'll use it here, but not here, here, and here. And I think the principle is the principle. It should be applied everywhere where the feds do more than they are allowed to do.
Yes. And, you know, I think, you know, even locally, when Governor Evers did the mandate, every county could have said, nope, we're not going to do it. We're going to stay open. Every mayor could have said, nope, we're not going to do it. We're going to keep the churches open. We're going to keep the businesses open. We're not going to go along with what's going on. And I think it's time that, you know, we've been putting sheeps in office and it's time to put lions in office that's going to fight back against the nonsense. And so until we get people that are willing to fight, willing to stand up, willing to be that salmon and swim upstream instead of downstream, willing not to go along just to get along, but to have a government that allow families to make those decisions for themselves and not the government. And we got to restore the family's power back because the parents don't have no power anymore. The school got it or the hospital got it, and it got to go back in the hands of the parents so they can make the right decision for their family because right now they don't have their power, and that's sad right now.
Yeah, well, it is, but we have done it in a sense by abandoning the principles of liberty that were written down and formalized in our Declaration of Independence later after the Articles of Confederation and a Constitution that would limit the reach, the role, the things that the federal government would do that our founders recognized all governments would do, particularly, you know, all that would devolve into radical states of tyranny, whether it be through monarchy or through other isms, as we've seen. Socialism, communism, et cetera, and even capitalism descending into crony capitalism or crapitalism, where you have a form of fascism really taking place as the corporations, global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state have gained control over our regulators, our bureaucratic state at the federal level and then even at the state level.
You know, I think what happened was most elected officials forgot they worked for the people. And they wanted to just fatten their pockets. And that's what they ended up doing. They wanted riches and power, but they forgot they worked for the people. Even in the Bible says, if you want to be great, you must become a servant. And I think that's what they forgot when they went in office, that they went in to be servants to the people. And so what ended up happening is a lot of trust in our government was lost because people were sold out. And like you say, the lobbyists, these global companies that's going around and they're just buying, even what they're doing with the farms now, they're buying out the farmers and everything. So we have to make sure that we support the local farmers so that they can survive, that they will continue to grow, that they will continue to be able to not only produce for their family, but our family as well. And, you know, and so one of the things that we have to do is we have to come back together as a community, as a city, as a county, and even as a state, come back together and to work as a state, because every state is a nation. So if Wisconsin will come back together and work as a state, as a nation, then we can help everybody in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, and also be a great example for other states. and perhaps the people in other states to recognize that if it can happen in Wisconsin, it could happen anywhere, because you do have a lot of liberal globalist politicians, even among Republicans, I'll say it, in that state. And you know that the establishment parties, Democrat, Republican parties, want to control who you get to vote for. And here you are running for lieutenant governor of the state. I believe that's like right next to the governor level, right?
Yes.
And that's a very high up position in the state. And they don't want a rabble rouser, a man of God, and a man that believes in the Constitution should limit and should be a document that the states, much less the federal government, abides by and not go beyond. And so if you're dealing with a Republican establishment, are you able to get your name on the ballot? Is it on the ballot? And can people vote for you in the coming, I guess what we call it, primaries?
Well, starting April 15th, we go get signatures to get on the ballot. And we will have our signatures to make it on the ballot. And the thing about that, you're absolutely right. They don't want nobody that's constitutional. They don't want nobody that's of God, because my desire and my goal is to put principle back in politics and God back in government. And I also envision all 72 states of Wisconsin will have a constitutional sheriff, because that will make Wisconsin a beacon light for other states. Because once you put God back in government and you put principle back in politics, and then you get constitutional sheriff, that makes you a strong state all by itself. And then my biggest desire is I'm going to agitate that they would take the DPI race out of the spring election and put it in the fall election, so that we would get a strong candidate that will take over the DPI. And that way we can get rid of Common Core and CRT once and for all, and go back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, and let our children become critical thinkers, and that they can compete with anybody across the world. Because right now with the Common Core and the CRT, they dumb it down our education system, and our children are no longer critical thinkers.
Dr. King, you mentioned DPI. I don't want to assume everybody knows the initials, what they mean in Wisconsin there.
Department of Public Instruction. That's who controls the education system.
Mm-hmm.
And I always told people, whoever controls the education system controls the world. So if we're sending our children to Caesar, don't get mad when they come home a Roman.
Yeah, very good point. Now, I want to acknowledge, too, what you said, and I call you a man of God and a man of faith, having met you and heard you speak and see how you live your life. It isn't that, because there are a lot of people that still are a little nervous about that. I sort of get why. I mean, if you talk about the history of forms of government, another thing we're not trying to establish is a theocracy. We're not trying to establish one national religion.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We believe in the freedom of religion, and it shall not be abridged and shall not be suppressed like we've seen under COVID, where they shut down churches and synagogues and mosques. So you being a man of faith is not going in there to establish a theocracy. Not that I'm concerned that you are, but there are people out there who go, oh, well, I'm a little nervous about when somebody talks that way. You hear the left, they just freak out when they talk about God, but then they want to orchestrate a takeover of all religion by pushing their religion, and many people even on the political right have it, the religion of modern medicine.
You know, I'm not going to take a Bible and go through the Capitol and slap everybody upside the head, which might not be a bad idea, but I'm not going to do that. When we're talking about putting God back in government, we're talking about the principles of God. We're talking about the government of God. And one of the things that what we fail to realize is this. The Bible says it. Blessed is the nation who God is Lord. And it also says, when the righteous are in office, the people rejoice. What do that mean? That means that the person of God that's in office is going to govern everybody. It's going to make sure everybody is taken care of. It's going to make sure there is no injustice. It's going to make sure that nobody is being oppressed. And the thing about it is this, when you put the people of God and you put God back in government, it gives everybody their freedom. You know, and I tell people all the time, I might not like your lifestyle, but I gotta love you. And the Bible even said that God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. That means it's gonna be fair across the board. You know, I'm not going in to be the lieutenant governor just for the Republican Party. I'm going to be the lieutenant governor for every citizen of the state of Wisconsin. And so I gotta govern according to that, and not play the two-party side. And I think that's one of the reasons why everybody get nervous when it comes to establishment I like to call them the organization, they get nervous because why? You're not going to play their game, and you're not going to just look at their agenda. You're looking at the people agenda, those that have elected you to go and represent them. So I'm going in as a representative for the people of Wisconsin. And when I go to represent them, they will have a voice in Madison.
Also, a deep understanding you have that God granted us one special gift besides life, and that is agency or freedom.
Yes.
That we are free to screw up really badly in order to learn and hopefully come back by choice, which has, you know, been part of my life. And that is far superior to a domination scenario or position where the government pretends to be your mommy or daddy. And, of course, depends on who's in will determine what's right and wrong, so that will change at the whims of the political agenda, for instance. As you said, we're going beyond that to recognize the limiting of government in our lives provides for the maximization of our freedom, of our agency, of our choice, including that to be charitable. And I bring this up all of the time because some people on the political left, they can't stand that somebody has more money than they think they should have, because then they say, we can take it from you and we give it to people that are more deserving of it. Who is to determine that? And then where does charity play a role anymore in human choice when you are by theft stolen your property and then redistributed, not genuinely to help people in need, but to establish a dominant form of government that violates the very fundamental principles of our foundation here in the United States? So these discussions need to be happening, and we need to go into, I guess, the details to help people understand that theft and force is not charity either, that we are free to give of our own accord and our own conscience, that throughout history, the churches, the synagogues, the temples engaged in charitable behavior. Individuals engage in charitable behavior, even in the midst of confiscatory tax policy to control, you know, how you operate in this world. And I guess the question is, how do we restore that concept when people have acquiesced to this belief that the only way charity happens is through theft and redistribution?
Yeah. Now, let me touch to both of those, because you brought up two beautiful points. The first point, if you talk to anybody on the left, right, or let's say they just say, I'm a Democrat, right? So I say this to them. I tell you what, I'm going to move in your house. I ain't going to pay no rent. I ain't going to pay no utility bills. I'm going to eat up all your food. I say, and then I'm going to get me a girl, and she's going to live there with me, right? And how long are you going to let me stay there? They say, we're not going to let you stay with us. So you're telling me I can't live off you for free? And they'd be like, no. I said, do you know that's what they want? And they was like, really? Because they don't understand that that's what they're doing. The second thing I wanted to address is this. And I say this every time I go across the state. Why did God give the children of Israel law before he gave them land? Before he allowed them in the promised land, why did he give them law? Because here's the thing that we don't pay a lot of attention to. Whoever controls law controls culture.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia has appointed a new commander in their offensive against Ukraine. Russian forces shelled more targets in the east, destroying an airport. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said on ABC, Russia is committing war crimes.
We killed hundreds of civilians without no reasons. The women, children, old people, the teenager. It's genocide of Ukrainian.
Pope Francis has opened Holy Week with a call for an Easter truce in Ukraine. He celebrated Palm Sunday Mass before a large crowd at St. Peter's Square. He didn't refer directly to the Russian invasion, but repeatedly denounced the violence and the suffering happening in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. More people in Washington are coming down with COVID-19.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is the latest federal official to test positive for COVID-19. He tweeted that he is vaccinated and boosted and that his symptoms are mild. He was among dozens who attended the annual Gridiron Club dinner last week who tested positive. That count includes Attorney General Merrick Garland, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, and Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California and Joaquin Castro of Texas. Officials who did not attend the dinner are testing positive as well, including Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also tested positive recently.
One of the organizers of the Stop the Steal movement, Ali Alexander, says he's cooperating with the House committee investigating the January 6 riots at the Capitol. In a statement, he said he's innocent of any wrongdoing and is cooperating with the panel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So he had to get the Egyptian culture out of them and give them a new culture before he gave them land. And the reason that is because of the fact that he didn't want them to have that old culture. Now we gave the lawmaking to the left, and they created this culture where it's oppressing us, is stealing from us, they're robbing us, and then if they got somebody that's on one of their programs who's trying to become self-sufficient, they punish them to keep them on their governmental plantation. So when you got the righteous in office, what happens is they start to create laws that you can be more self-sufficient, that you can go after what the founding fathers desires, that you can have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But and the reason they say happiness, because each one of us, there are certain things that make us happy that we might pursue. So what he's saying is you are free to pursue whatever you want. And I tell people this all the time. If you want to be a drunk, you have the right in America to be a drunk. Just be the best drunk. Drink top shelf. But whatever it is, you know, just do your best, because this is America and you have that right. And what's happening right now with government is stealing all of our rights. It's taking everything away from the people. And one of the things that we have to do is we got to shrink government. And everybody always say that we need to shrink government. How do you shrink government? Well, you shrink it by solving the problems. Whatever problem there is, we solve the problem. And the more you solve the problem, then the less agencies which you need with government. So now you're starting to shrink that government. For example, in Wisconsin, we got a child abuse law that is not even divine to tell you the difference between abuse and discipline. So if you were rewrite that law to the fact where you understand the difference between abuse and discipline, then what happens is now you don't need all these child protection agencies. Now you got parents becoming parents again. Now the power is back in the house and not in the school and in the government.
Hmm. Well, look, there's so much that we need to learn for some of us the first time ever, right, that have been brought up, for instance, in government indoctrination centers, a.k.a. public schools. We've seen the desperate straits of Madison, Wisconsin, the fear of the populace there that have bought completely hook, line, and sinker all of the lies of Fauci and those in the federal government that wanted to lock down, permanently divide us, shut down houses of worship, mask us, mandatory and experiment on us with these mRNA injections, etc. So there are some challenges, no doubt, to overcome there and in every state where those enclaves exist. And yet you are speaking such a direct, let's say, message of empowerment, of self-empowerment, of responsibility, things that shouldn't be bad words, responsible. Oh, I don't want to be responsible. But then again, you put out a beautiful analogy of, I'll just move into your home, stay in your kitchen, eat your food, and you'll like it. And then they don't realize that is indeed the policies that they've adopted and are told are the only righteous policies. And if you don't adopt them, that somehow you're mean, cruel, and intolerant, and maybe they'll throw up words like racist, homophobic, or you're upset that children can't identify as cats in school, which I just learned about before we went to air. Both you and Super Don apparently heard about this. I did not. I don't know what school system it is where they say children can identify as animals and we'll even set out litter boxes for them to use. I thought that was made up, but that's real.
Yes, it's actually real. And what they're doing, there was a teacher got fired, a substitute teacher, because she was calling this child's name, and the child kept going meow, and she didn't identify him as a cat. And they fired her because she wouldn't identify him as a cat. And then some schools got these rooms called the transition room, where you send your daughter in this pretty little dress in the school, and all of a sudden she can go in the transition room dressed like a boy and be there all day as a boy. By the time you come back, she got that pretty little dress on, and they don't tell the parents. And they also now are starting giving 12, 13-year-olds hormone pills to change their sex.
I'm almost at a loss for words in this. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with our good friend Dr. David King. He's running for lieutenant governor. You can see links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to support him, if you're in Wisconsin, or if you'd like to throw support and you're not in Wisconsin, I don't know if there's an election law I'm not aware of, but my goodness, support this man. He's running for lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin. I met him and his wife at the event that Kevin Tuttle helped orchestrate in the middle of Wisconsin back the end of September, right before the Health Freedom Expo. And I just enjoyed so much his presentation and the spirit that flows through this man. And I would urge you to check out his website, which is King for Wisconsin and WI for Wisconsin, king4wi.com. And you'll see how you can support him as well as events that are coming up. In fact, we need to reference some of those. I think this very Friday is the big event in Appleton that I can't be at physically, but I've submitted a short presentation as they're protesting outside the hospital because of the death of Grace, Scott Shara's daughter, who's a Down syndrome baby, grown up to be a wonderful young lady and then taken from us far too soon because of the mandated protocols of those of the Fauci ilk of the World Health Organization, CDC, FDA, all of those that have promoted this agenda of remdesivir and massive drugging and all of these things. And we're losing so many loved ones and friends to a protocol that is completely unscientifically, it's not sound at all, and it results in death, not life. So what other events besides, and tell us what you're going to be doing this Friday at that event as well as others coming up.
Well, I'm going to go support the family. We're going to be at St. Elizabeth Hospital, outside of St. Elizabeth Hospital in Appleton, Wisconsin. And then I will, on the 15th, we're having what's called a barbershop real talk. And a lot of people never understood what really goes on in a African-American barbershop. And, oh, my God, it was so real and so live and so, how should I say, uncut that I've been in YouTube jail ever since the last Barbershop Live. But we talk about everything in life, and it's uncensored. So whatever comes out of their mouth is coming out. And so we're going to be doing that on the 15th. And then on the 16th, we're going to be up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin with Dr. Duke Pestel and Amber. And we're going to be doing, it's a fundraising educational event. We're going to be teaching on CRT and what's going on in the school systems. And we're going to have, it only $15 to come into and into the event. But, you know, what we're doing is we want to educate everybody what's going on in the school system and how they're indoctrinating our children. And they even have a book for K-5. That after they put the message in the kids' head, you can be whatever you want, and your parents doesn't agree with you, then in the book it says, now I'm your mommy. So that's the teacher job now. The teacher now would say, I'm your mom.
Well, it's not surprising. And those of you who would like to learn more about, as I said, Dr. David King and his running for lieutenant governor in Wisconsin, also there's a Facebook page. I think we just posted that we're on the air with you right now on your Facebook page. What is that Facebook page that you're, for those that are participating that way?
It's called King for Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor.
Okay. And I'm sure Super Don will have it linked up if it isn't already in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And as we, you know, since I first met you, again, this is going back end of September, early October almost, and you were already planning on doing this. We're getting closer and closer to what they call the signature gathering to get on the ballot. You're confident that you'll get the number, right? I'm just concerned about illegalities within suppression within now the Republican Party, which you'd be running as a Republican there, to keep you off of the ballot because of your directness and what you believe and that you actually believe it, not that you're paying lip service to it.
Well, I'm going to make the ballot. That's no problem. We already have a strategy plan to have all our signatures done and put it and take them to Madison personally ourselves and everything. So the ballot part is no problem. You know, and with the establishment, what they did was they set up a criteria of what you need to do. You're supposed to raise $50,000. You're supposed to have it. By March 15th, they told you in January, you're supposed to have $50,000, 300 donors. Then you go and sit in front of a committee, and then the committee looks over everything to see if you are a viable candidate, and then you will be eligible to seek the party's endorsement. But when they email me to meet with the committee, I email them back and say, thank you, but no thank you. I don't need a committee to tell me that I'm a viable candidate. The people of Wisconsin will show you on August 9th that I am a viable candidate and I am the next lieutenant governor for the state of Wisconsin.
Amen to that. I'd love to see it, of course. Now, events that are upcoming, we mentioned a couple of them. And are you actually going to present a little bit at the 11th? I think that's a Friday in Appleton outside the hospital.
I'm not sure yet. I got to talk with Kevin, but he do know I will be there.
Good. Beautiful. And it's such an important thing to stop these hospitals, these killing fields, from continuing to do the disastrous, methodologies, drugging and other things that they're doing. And, what I share, and I'll just preview it just briefly in my presentation, is a vision of a future where hospitals are a place of cooperation, through the freedom to decide, amongst the doctors and non-doctors alike, whether they be medical, naturopathic, homeopathic, chiropractic, that we come together for the benefit and the healing that we say we genuinely want. If you go in to become a doctor of any kind, that we could work together. But that's outside of the realm of the heavy hand of government that has established the allopathic pharmaceutical monopoly. And it goes back a long ways, not just the Flexner Report of 1910 that altered medical education to make it so that doctors, all they were very programmable. Yes, they're smart too, but programmable prescription writers for patented toxic poisons that may or may not be helpful. And in most cases, they can be deadly. In fact, we know modern medicine is the third leading cause of death. And yet nobody has died from taking a homeopathic remedy. And very few, unless they abuse a natural remedy from the plant kingdom, the herbs of creation that God has written or has been written about in the Bible, unless you abuse those things to toxicity and anything doses the poison, we need to return to our senses there about what genuinely will support health and healing in our immune system rather than what would detract from it, destroy it even.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Pierre Corey, Dr. James Lyons-Weiler, Mary Holland, Brian Artis, Pam Popper, Jennifer Margulis, and more. That's going to be amazing. And eventually, Dr. David King, hopefully we'll get back up to Wisconsin and do another event up there with you.
Oh, we've got to have you back up here. You know, I love when you live, so you got to come back and hang out and do a rally with us, because, you know, we do the Wisconsin Revival Rally.
Oh, wow.
So, well, we have pastors and patriots come together. We just did one Sunday in Fond du Lac, and we have another one coming up in May and another one in June. So, yeah, you're going to have to come up and join one of those rallies. I guarantee you'll love it.
I'll be fired up to do it. I just smile thinking about it right now as we have – these rallies are happening around the country, and I hope that they're more than feel-good rallies, that they actually imprint on the hearts of man and woman and child that we acknowledge our divinity. And by coming together, you know, and I recognize we have a myriad of beliefs out there, views and religious affiliations, but we can come together with the commonality that even if we can find differences in our dogma and belief system, that we are created of God, and that we are here because we have more in common than we have that would divide us. And the divide is artificially induced by those above us that want to own and control us. That's not coming from God. God's not trying to separate us. It's coming from the mind of arrogant men and perhaps women that are engaged in that. So coming together at these events and welcoming people of all faiths together to come together and recognize the special nature and say the gift of life itself and the freedom that also comes with it that would be denied by those arrogant authoritarians in government at every level. So, yeah, any opportunity I have to come up and see you and get together again would be amazing.
And you also got to come up for my inauguration because I am winning.
I will be there for that. That would be an amazing day. I would be so honored to be there with you to see you as the new lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. That would be just astonishing. And like I said, your lovely wife, she's just a bright light as well. I enjoyed meeting her at the event that Kevin had set up for all of us. And I so look forward to connecting again. Any other messages in the last couple of minutes here before we got to wrap our first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, David?
Well, I just want to say to those that are listening, if you are a person that are sick and tired of the way government has been ran, and you want to be a part of the solution, then I ask that you join me in my campaign. It doesn't matter what, where you at in the country or in the world, you are able to donate. So we're going to ask you to sow a seed and donate into my campaign as I go to put principles back in politics and got back in government. And so I will look forward to be honored for you to assist me in doing and helping change Wisconsin. And once Wisconsin is changed, you will see a domino effect across this country, because you're going to get more and more people that's ready to be bold, ready to stand up and speak the truth, ready to ready to change the way the narrative. And see, here's the thing about it. I'm not running this race for to win an election. I'm running this race for your, for the next generation, your children, my children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren. That's why I'm in this fight. So if you would like, you know, go to my website, king4wi.com, and make a donation. And we would love to invite you to the victory party, because we're going to win.
And if y'all haven't figured out, I am officially endorsing Dr. David King here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's what I was waiting
for,
to hear.
Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. And I've got no reservations about that at all, having met you, knowing what you're all about. And I just look forward to the celebration that we can have when you become Lieutenant Governor there in Wisconsin. And we have, again, links up in the show notes for those of you who want to. Click right through to support and share the word, share the message, especially for those in Wisconsin, that this is a guy that can make a difference. Not because it's all about his ego in any way, shape, or form, but it really is about principle and bringing those back into the state there. And, of course, at all levels, supporting candidates, whether it be for school board or even dog catcher, if they run for that there. I don't know. But we need people, men and women of principle, that are not conveniently swayed by honeyed words or money to abandon the limitations on government that the Constitution prescribes. So, Dr. David King, you are welcome here anytime as we update on the election trail in the coming, well, months ahead.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your endorsement.
You got it, my brother. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.